Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, your wrestling friend, Matt Kuhn. I watched Crown Jewel today, and I launched a brand new Patreon over at WrestlingFriend.com, because I'm your wrestling friend, and let's all be friends together. We're going to have TV reviews, we're going to have bonus shows, we're going to have meet and greets, or just meets, you know, I'm not going to charge for an autograph, I mean, come on, I'm a fan, just like you, and we're going to have all kinds of stuff, but most importantly, you can really help keep this daily show going. If we're not trying to be successful, we're not going to have a good podcast, and I'm trying to be successful, and things have gone so well, it is time now to find a way to keep this thing going, and the only way to keep it going, the only way to support it, is to go over to patreon.com/totalengage or wrestlingfriend.com. Either one of those gets you there, but this is Total Engagement, and we're going to be here every single day, Monday through Friday, your daily fix of wrestling, and today we're going to talk about what just happened. The Fiend beat Seth Rollins. What to do now with Seth, what to do now with The Fiend, and why this happened. Today on Total Engagement with your wrestling friend, me, Matt Kuhn. Well, holy moly, Crown Jewel happened, and Seth Rollins is not the champion any longer. It is who? The Fiend. The Fiend won. Let's first talk about how this happened. I will tell you that I know pretty much for a fact, this was not the plan. If this was the plan, they would have done this at Hell in a Cell. This was not the plan until the Hell in a Cell finish and the fallout from there. And dare I say, the reaction to Seth. I don't want to say Seth's reactions, but the reaction to Seth. Something had to be done. Something had to change. And you know it was an audible because now you've got the two world champs, or the Universal Champ and the World Champ, on the very same show on SmackDown, which is definitely not the plan. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper than that. What happened with Seth? Seth, about a year ago, I'd say a year and 3 or 4 months ago, it's like, what do we do? Let's try Seth. He's getting great reactions. People are digging him. Let's try it. They had the feud that built up to him winning the title at WrestleMania. But up until that point, he was played as very inferior to Brock, beaten down a lot. He wasn't played as someone who had a real shot. He was played as someone who was an underdog role. Now, he won it. And here's one of the main issues. They didn't have anything for him to do. They didn't really have a plan for him. And so we get all the way to SummerSlam, and who's he facing again? They had nobody else, Brock Lesnar. But that's not the biggest issue. The issue of how he was portrayed. And the issue of how he was portrayed was weak, 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 weak. I've never seen in my life a babyface played that weak until later that year. He cowered. He was beaten. He was overmatched. And the idea was to tell the story, I think, of this guy who overcame his fear, who overcame being beaten down, who overcame this monstrous Brock Lesnar and was able to show that he was worthy of the championship. But the problem is, and I think maybe a little bit of it, is what Jon Moxley talked about, which was Brock Lesnar's political power. But part of it, I think, was they completely oversold the idea of Brock Lesnar being dominant to Seth, where he was cowering to him. He was afraid of him. It was bad. And then they completely undersold him overcoming these odds. Now, you add that to the fact that they had nothing for him to do to build up over the last few months from WrestleMania. There's no reason for us to say, oh, Seth is great, except he's yelling, burn it down, and he's at the top of the card. Okay, so he, at that point, after Survivor Series, needed to be built back up, even though he had the championship. And then what happened? The Fiend. The Fiend started as what appeared to be a really great, nuanced, clever, well-written idea. Turned out it wasn't. Turned out we're just making up as we go along. We had a cute storyboard idea or a cute pitch, and it wasn't really followed through because nothing's really made sense. You know, if the story is you have this guy who's like the Incredible Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, but in person, he's nice. He's great with kids. But once in a while, you see flickers of this bad guy, and then that bad guy is a bad guy. Couple mistakes with that. The flickers became more of who he was. You saw a lot of the Fiend come up, too much of it, where you made that connection. You didn't see Bray Wyatt as this duality, I think. And the biggest issue is they made the Fiend like way too awesome. They made him too cool. Bad guys aren't cool. Not now. Not when you need to make money. Not when you need to, you know, you don't have a wealth of good guys and a wealthy of bad guys. You can't afford to have your top bad guy being cool and way more cool and way more appealing and way more compelling than your good guy in Seth Rollins. That's a huge problem. Let's add one more thing to it. The Fiend doubled down on the characterization that Seth Rollins had with Brock Lesnar, where they made him look inferior. They made him look inferior in the lead-up where he not only cowered, he cried. Like, he was whimpering. And again, they try to tell the story, this is a guy who is overcoming being beaten down. But again, they oversold the buildup and they undersold him coming back to the point where, in the Hell of a Cell, let's not talk about the finish, but let's talk about before the finish, where the Fiend shook off like 7 or 8 or 9 different curb stomps and was able to shake off this finisher. They killed that finisher. So then what happens? Seth Rollins is reacting to things. He is reacting to people holding up signs saying that Seth Rollins isn't cool. He's taking it personally, as you heard on the Corey Graves show. He's trying to explain it in his own mind, it appears to me, by blaming fans. Fans are fickle. Fans don't like things. They didn't like the ending, so they go after me. And, you know, it's the Twitter fans. That's not it, dude. It was the way you were built up. And then the way that Seth Rollins has reacted has done him no favors at all. If you look at the way that Cody Rhodes uses social media, and you look at the way Seth Rollins uses social media, one way makes fans of his feel like they're part of it. And when he messes up, he owns it. And he makes the fans a part of it. And when something doesn't work, he laughs about it and goes, yeah, you're right. And Seth Rollins just wants to say fans are bad. And that, to me, is something that needs to be fixed in WWE, and it can be fixed. They need to take down this wall between the fans and the talent and this resentment from the talents toward the fan and more understanding of the fans of the talent. I think the Corey Graves show is a great start. Dig Corey Graves. And I think he's trying to do a really good job over there, and I would definitely recommend his podcast to anybody. So that's where we are now, where Seth Rollins now is snapping back on social media, and every time it just looks bad. There's not one real moment of self-awareness or guile, I think they call it. Not one real moment of, haha, you're right, that didn't work. It's all defensiveness. Again, I don't blame him. He didn't put himself in this situation. A call was made at this point. Let's take the title off of Seth and put it on the Fiend. Totally makes sense to me if you follow through with it right. So that's what happens. The match was good, except they killed his finisher again. The curb stomp, I think, is deader than dead. And also, like, really made a lot of the other wrestlers look bad who went down to one. Like, if you go down to one curb stomp and the Fiend has to need 7 or 8 or 9, or even Brock Lesnar needed 3 or 4, but the Fiend doesn't get pinned after 8 or 9 and then being thrown into an explosive firework cable construct made up of anvil equipment boxes, you know, the finish is done. But what do we do now? Fiend's got the title. That's not enough, guys. We need to follow through with this. We need to follow through with this 100%. And that means that Fiend is a good guy. Fiend can't be a bad guy. Fiend can't be a heel because he's too cool. And people now are excited he beat Seth Rollins. If he shows up on Friday and he attacks Roman Reigns, the place is going to lose its mind in a positive way for the Fiend. And all that hate for Seth Rollins and all the previous hate on Roman Reigns is going to compound. And the fans are still going to rebel. But if you have the Fiend lean in, and let's say he goes after Baron Corbin. Let's just say that's one idea. Fiend shows up and just attacks Baron Corbin and just walks away. Dude, people are going to love it. People are going to talk about it. It's going to lead to increased ratings. If you had the Fiend perhaps come out and attack Brock Lesnar, And Brock Lesnar's afraid of clowns or some shit. You know, like Andre was afraid of snakes. And he takes Brock's title and he just walks away with it. He says, come and get it, Brock, or some shit like that. And then he's at the Firefly Funhouse with the title. I think that's super fun. And I'd love to combine the titles, merge the titles. And I think that would be a great way to do it. Also, it'd make Brock the heel that they've always wanted him to be. And the Fiend is super babyface. I love that. The ratings are really bad right now. There's some other factors. I think one honest factor is that you had the debut. You know, it's never going to be as high as that debut. The drafts were terrible. But also, this sports schedule has kind of screwed everything up. And the change to Fox and having to do FS1 last week. If we're being fair, if we're being honest, that is a situation. But if we're being fair, if we're being honest, if we're accepting the situation for what it is and resolve to make it better, we have to do some things. And I think leaning into the Fiend as a face is a mandatory move. You have to do it if you want the show to be successful. If you want to blow people's minds, you want to have the Fiend attack Brock Lesnar. That's all there is to it. What to do with Seth? I don't think Seth is as unredeemable as some people do. I think people are really overreacting to it. Remember, he's in this position for a reason. He's in this position because he's talented, because he's good, and he was willing to take the ball. He was willing to take the baton and run with it. Did he make some mistakes? Absolutely. Did they make some mistakes? Totally. But let's look at some options we can do with Seth. There's been some talk that you need to rehab him, which means, you know, change his character, you know, build up a different storyline. I think I like that idea. Or you can just turn him heel. I think heel makes sense too, because as a babyface, he's not effective. And it might, you know, narrative-wise, and he might need to cheat to win, which is what heels do. And it's something that Fiend doesn't really need to do. I like the idea of maybe having Seth Rollins redeem himself as a babyface and then eventually turn heel. I like him coming out and almost pretending like it didn't happen, but saying, just getting to work, having short matches where he beats guys in like 2 or 3 minutes, and just building himself back up, looking to the crowd, getting those cheers. Let the crowd decide where he goes. Because I think if you have Seth Rollins talking a lot less and being Seth Rollins and winning some decisive matches over some dislikable heels, I think that's a good rehab. And then when he turns heel, it will mean more. And then if he turns heel, let's say 1 or 2 years down the road as a heel, and he gets some momentum going and is the old Seth Rollins, and then you have the rematch with the Fiend then, with the new badass Seth Rollins against the Fiend, that could be something. In any case, I think they made a step in the right direction, and we have made a step in the right direction here at Total Engagement. Hey, make sure to check out our Patreon page over at WrestlingFriend.com. I'm your wrestling friend. Let's be wrestling friends together. You can hear the Crown Jewel review right there, right now, and all the TV reviews, as well as ways to be part of the show, ways to sponsor the show, and even you guys who hate listening to me, if you want to debate me on the show, we have an option for you, even if you're a troll. So many fun little ways that you can support Total Engagement and be part of our wrestling friendship, our wrestling family, and that's what we are. And of course, no shows Saturday and Sunday. So we hope you enjoy this one. Make sure to interact with me on Twitter at Matt Coon Music or at Total Engage Show. Guys, what a crazy week it's been. If you're on Patreon, we're going to do the SmackDown review as soon as it's over, and maybe another bonus show over the weekend as well. We will see. But for Total Engagement, I will see you Monday right here with me, Matt Coon.